Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the NCAA Week 9 coverage of the Notre Dame Fighting Irish versus the Syracuse Orange, it's our host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
What's going on, Jeremiah? Talking some good football here with the ACC of Syracuse, and I guess you could say the ACC of Notre Dame. We don't really know where we put them at, but hey, it's going to be a good matchup on Saturday right before Halloween, and it's going to be in Syracuse, going to be rocking. It's going to be fun to watch, man. Can't wait to talk about this game.
Absolutely. And for everybody watching our live broadcast on YouTube or Facebook, or listening to our podcast on Spotify, Apple, or Google, or anywhere you listen to podcasts, we just want to say thank you. Thank you so much. You are the reason, by telling your friends and family and colleagues about our show, that we're able to grow even more every single week and bring you all this amazing programming. So thank you so much for watching and listening, and make sure you hit that subscribe button and hit the notification bell so you can know every time we post a new episode. Well, Mr. Landers, Notre Dame and Syracuse, what do we have to look forward to this week in college football?
Let's talk about these Fighting Irish first and foremost, Jeremiah. Caught off to a rough start. We all know 0-2 on the year. Everyone thought the world was ending. What's Notre Dame doing? But they've bounced back pretty nicely. Won 4 of their last 5. Lost against Stanford, not this past week, but the week prior by 2 points. But this past week got a big win, 44-21 against the UNLV Rebels right there. So in that victory, Drew Pine, the quarterback, 14-28, 205, 2 TDs, 1 INT. Not the greatest day, but also not the worst. Could always improve on that. The running game, though, very solid work. Logan Diggs, 28 carries for 130 yards, and Chris Tyree behind him with 10 carries for 43. As a squad, they ran the ball 47 times for 223 yards. Got a lot of work done on the ground, 3 scores as well. Main receiver you look out for, Michael Mayer, 6 grabs for 115 and a touchdown, average 19.2 per catch, with Jaden Thomas behind him, 2 grabs for 40, average 20 per during that game. Now, they did have fumbles, had a little bit of butterfingers this past game. Two total fumbles. They lost one, but they did recover one. So just got to make sure you got wear some gloves or something. It's getting cold. Got to be sure you can hold on to that ball. Defense, like I said, good job. Only gave up 21 points, shut them out in the second quarter. J.D. Bertrand led the way with 7 tackles on the day. They had 4 total sacks, with 3 of those going to the defensive MVP of the ball game, in my opinion, Isaiah Foskey. Man, 3 sacks, you're doing something right. Also, 9 tackles for loss, he led the way there as well. And they had 4 pass defended with 2 INTs from Mr. Chris Tyree. So just a dominant win for the Fighting Irish, one that they desperately needed in order to prep for this game against Syracuse, and also next week, the first week of November against Clemson. So they got 2 tough matchups here, back-to-back weeks. Let's see how they can do against Cuse. Speaking of Syracuse, they had a tough matchup against Clemson this past week. Suffered their first loss on the year. They're now number 16 in the AP Top 25. Still not bad. Played them very close, a game that could have went either way, but Clemson, after a wild ball game, subbed out their quarterback for a minute, and then it was just a wild game. But overall, Clemson got the win 27-21. in that game. Syracuse quarterback Garrett Schrader, 18 to 26 passing, 167, one touchdown, one INT. Like I said, not the greatest day, but also not the worst as well. Running game did pretty decent as well. Probably could have that was probably their one spot where they could have done a little bit more if they wanted to get the win. Sean Tucker was the second leading rusher on the team as the running back. 5 carries, 54 yards. Quarterback Garrett Schrader, a little hard to believe, ran the ball 21 times for 71 yards. You don't really see that much from a quarterback, so led the way in that regard. Wide receiver was Orangi Gatson the second, 6 catches for 86. And the defense, like I said, 27 points on most weeks ain't too bad, but it was a little bit more than they needed. Mykel Jones led the way with 12 tackles on the day. 2 sacks, chalked those up to Steve Linton and Kevin Jobiti Jr. 3 pass defended, 2 INTs from Jason Simmons and Jahad Carter. So like I said, not a horrible loss, but still, man, it was a tough loss for them. Just couldn't get a whole lot of offense going as opposed to Clemson, who got 450 total yards compared to Syracuse's 291. And like I said, just the rushing game, just Clemson was taking over. They ran the ball for close to 300 yards, so it was tough to stop them there. But like I said, we got a good matchup here, Notre Dame, Syracuse. So my final prediction for this one, man, it's going to be a tough ball game, but I think I'm going to go with Syracuse getting the bounce back win. I've liked what they've done this year. I think they're a really good program. I think that they are kind of shocking a lot of people. And so I'm going to go with the Syracuse Orange getting a W on this one. I'll go the final score, Syracuse 31 and Notre Dame 24. A little bit of a close ball game. I think Syracuse can pull it out at the end. But I think that Notre Dame is going to put up a good fight in the first half and the second half. I just think the running game mostly of Syracuse is going to take over in this upcoming ball game.
That's what's up. Yeah, let's see if Syracuse locks it in or if Notre Dame can find their way to fight like the Irish and get all up in there. We're super excited to see that. And we want to hear from you, our viewers and listeners. So tell us in the comments over on Facebook and YouTube, what do you think are the keys to win this game? Are you a big Syracuse fan or are you a big Notre Dame fan? Let us know in the comments. And if you're listening to our podcast, first off, thank you. But if you're not listening to our podcast, come and join us. You can listen to our podcast anywhere that you love to listen to it, including over on Spotify, including on Apple Podcast, on Google, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Amazon, Overcast, and so many other platforms. So wherever you love to listen to streaming radio or what we think of as podcast today, you can listen to our amazing show. So come and join us, including over 1,000 episodes that have so many evergreen episodes that are history specials and interviews with other players that you can listen to anytime, year round and year after year. So thank you so much, Mr. Logan Landers, for that NCAA Week 9 coverage of the Notre Dame Fighting Irish versus the Syracuse Orange. I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be back with another live episode right after this. Stay tuned.
Let's find out what Logan Landers and Jeremiah Long have to say about the next game preview.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about our NCAA coverage of the Arkansas Razorbacks versus the Auburn Tigers, it's our host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
What's up, Jeremiah? Talking some SEC football here today on the show. Got a great matchup here between two teams in the SEC, just scratching, clawing their way, trying to still maintain that relevancy, that look in the SEC. Auburn, Arkansas, this upcoming Saturday is going to be a great matchup at noon.
Absolutely. Well, for everybody watching our show live or listening to our podcast, we just want to say thank you. Week after week and day after day, you join us to get the best coverage in football across the NCAA and the NFL, even touching on what's coming out of the high schools. So we are just want to say thank you because you joining us every week is why we're able to bring you all of our great coverage. Well, Mr. Logan Landers, tell us, Arkansas Razorbacks versus the Auburn Tigers, what do we have to look forward to out of this game?
Well, right now we're looking at a battle of the unranked teams. Arkansas had a really good year last year. People were expecting better of them, but they have just kind of struggled this year against high-ranked teams and just ranked teams in general. They've lost 3 of their last 4. They lost to Texas A&M in a close ball game. They got beat up by Alabama like most teams do, and then they got a tough loss to Mississippi State. But this past week, got a good win, a dominant win, 52-35 over the BYU Cougars. In that ball game, KJ Jefferson, 29 of 40 passing, 367 yards, 5 touchdowns, no interceptions, no complaints there. Had a phenomenal day. Also, in the running game, Raheem Sanders led the way, 15 carries for 175 yards and 2 touchdowns. Behind him was A.J. Green, 11 carries for 51. They were just running the ball over to these 277 total yards there. Main receiver, like I said, a lot of guys got some passes thrown to them, but Matt Landers, the guy who led it, 8 catches for 99 and 3 touchdowns on the day, with Trey Knox behind him, 4 catches for 66 and a touchdown. The defense did an okay job, right? 35 points isn't ideal, but a win is a win nonetheless. Hudson Clark led the way, 11 tackles on the day for him. No sacks from this Razorbacks team, but they did have 3 tackles for loss, 1 pass defended, and also Mr. Hudson Clark got himself an interception on the day. So a much-needed win for this Arkansas program. Let's talk about Auburn. Not the same fate, unfortunately. They had just had a rough go at it, Jeremiah. Lost 3 straight games. They lost against LSU, we all know, 21-17. They lost against Georgia, 42-10. And now this past week, a game in which they probably could have won, but they lost against the Ole Miss Rebels, 48-34. High-scoring bowl game. And, man, they, like I said, in the second and third quarters, they came alive. They scored 17 in the second, 14 in the third, but they just fell apart in the first and fourth quarters. They just could not get many points, if any, on the board. So a rough day for the Tigers, dropping them to 3-4 on the season, below 500. Looking at that game, Robbie Ashford, QB, 18-17 passing, 140, no touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Got to do a little bit better than that if you want to get the W against the Hogs this week. Running game was very impressive, though. Tank Bigsby ran like a tank. 20 carries, 179, 2 touchdowns, a 9-yard per rush. So looking really good there. And also Jarquez Hunter behind him, 10 carries for 80 yards to help out. Like I said, 48 carries, 300-plus yards as a team. I'll take that any day. It's rare you don't get a win when you're running the ball that dominant. As for the receiving core, like I said, not too much to speak of. Main man was Coy Moore, 1 grab for 46. 2 fumbles as a team. They lost one, and that was off TJ Finley. So, like I said, just got to be a little bit better there. The defense, I mean, it was a defense. They gave up 48 points. Main guy tackling is a nice number, but not something you want to see. Owen Poe, 16 tackles. It might look good, but when they gave up 48 points, not too great. He had 16. Donovan Kaufman had 11. Derek Hall had 10. Also, Wesley Steiner had 10. 1 sack of the ball game. Credit that one to Zion Puckett. 3 tackles for loss. 2 pass defended. And Keontae Scott got himself a nice interception. Like I said, Ole Miss was just looking really dominant. I mentioned the running game, right? Auburn ran the ball for 300 yards. Jeremiah, for the love of God, Ole Miss ran the ball for 448 yards. I mean, you're not. I don't even know what to say. That's. I don't even know if I can put that up in a Madden game. But just insane stats there. Auburn just couldn't get it going. They led the time possession, but man, with the way that Ole Miss was running the ball, it was just a tough, tough loss. So looking at this bowl game, we're looking at two teams who, they give up a good bit of points. They can also score a few good points if they need to. But overall, man, I just feel a little bit more confident in the Arkansas Razorbacks at the moment. Auburn, man, I don't know what's going on with them. I thought they'd be a little bit better in the season. It's just not going the way it is. So give me the Hogs in this one. Call the Hogs, like our guy Vince Turner says. Give me Arkansas in this bowl game. I'm going to do Arkansas 37 and Auburn 24. I just see Arkansas run away with this one, man. I think KJ Jefferson is a tremendous quarterback. I think the defense is going to come to play a little bit better. And as for Auburn, just hopefully you can get that running game established, the passing game not too hot. And, man, I just think whichever defense looks the strongest this ball game is going to get the win of this one. And that's why I got to put my trust in the Razorbacks this upcoming Saturday. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Hey, you cannot go wrong. I definitely want to see it as well. We broadcast here live from Atlanta. So, you know, we're in the heart of this SEC territory. So we want to see, you know, amazing teams do amazing things. When it comes to Auburn and it comes to Arkansas, we want to hear from you, all the fandom. So if you are an Arkansas fan, please put in the comments, do you believe that Arkansas is going to run away with this one? If you are an Auburn fan, tell us why Auburn's going to win. So put that in the comments over on YouTube. We read all of the comments that come through. put your comments over on Facebook, share your items over to the other social networks that you love, and tell everybody what you think will happen in this game. And thank you to all of our subscribers that have hit the notification bell. It's one of the reasons that we bring you these shows every single week is because we love to hear our feedback. And if you're listening to our podcast, thank you. But if you're not listening to our podcast, come and join us. You can listen like I do over on Spotify, but you can also listen where a lot of our listeners join us over on Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, Stitcher, Overcast, so many more podcast platforms. So anywhere that you love to listen to streaming radio, you can join us every single week. Just look up 100 Yards of Football. You'll see our football on the 50-yard line there, and you can get all of our amazing programming week after week. So thank you so much to Mr. Logan Landers for that insightful insight into the Arkansas Razorbacks versus the Auburn Tigers. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be back with another live episode. Stay tuned.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.